Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 down. I'm Elliot Francis. Still no claim of responsibility for Tuesday's bombing at a Turkish airport that killed 36 and injured 147. But there are signs the attackers were following an ISIS method of operation. Correspondent Clarissa Ward explains.
We did hear ISIS's spokesman, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, coming out just a few weeks ago, urging people who are part of ISIS, people who are inspired by ISIS, to go out and launch attacks during this holy month of Ramadan to try to hit and lash out at soft targets, targets where there are many civilians, targets that are economic targets, tourist targets.
Police are ramping up security today at major New York, New Jersey airports following the attack in Istanbul. Port Authority says it's added high-visibility patrols equipped with tactical gear at Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports. The NYPD has also stepped up security at the Turkish mission on Manhattan's east side. I'm Elliot Francis. In Los Angeles, the DA has sent a letter to Governor Jerry Brown urging him not to approve the parole of former Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten. Jim Roop explains.
Van Houten was convicted along with other members of the so-called Manson family with the 1969 murders of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca, to which Van Houten freely admitted on TV interviews in the past.
And he handed me a knife and he said, do something. And so I went in and Mrs. LaBianca was laying on the floor and I stabbed her around 16 times.
There was an outrage in April when, after 19 previous tries, Van Houten, now 66, was granted parole. LADA Jackie Lacey has sent a letter to Governor Brown asking him to ignore the parole board recommendation and deny Van Houten's release. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
One political expert says the final Benghazi report released Tuesday will back up many people's views about the response to the attack. Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says there just isn't a smoking gun in the House Select Committee's report. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. If you plan to fly into or out of Reagan National Airport in the next couple of weeks, don't expect to take Metro there.
The Metro stop at Reagan National Airport will be closed starting on July 5th through the 18th. That's because Metro's next SafeTrack surges will shut down the station for repairs.
Please plan ahead.
Margaret McKeough is the COO for the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. She warns that road traffic in and out of the airport will increase during surges 3 and 4. Her advice?
We have Uber and Lyft already legally permitted to operate on our airport. We have a robust number of taxi cabs.
There will also be free shuttle buses running between affected stations to the airport during SafeTrack. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is telling state agencies to come up with specific ways the state can act to cut carbon emissions from the state's power plants. The governor has signed an executive order sidestepping the General Assembly on climate change.
We are here today to take a stand, to make a plan, and to tackle this challenge head on. It is the right thing to do for our economy, it is the right thing to do for our communities, and most importantly, it is the right thing to do for our citizens.
Republican lawmakers have clashed with the governor over who should have the authority to implement the state's portion of President Obama's proposed carbon emissions rules. Members of Congress from Maryland and D.C. are continuing their push for new gun control legislation after last week's sit-in on the House floor. Maryland Democrats Chris Van Hollen, Elijah Cummings, Dutch Ruppersberger, and John Sarbanes will talk about the gun control measures they support during an appearance today at the Cathedral of the Incarnate in Baltimore. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,410. The Nasdaq at 46.92. Sports, the Nationals shut out the Mets. The O's pound San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics host San Antonio in a lunchtime game at Verizon Center. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, great shape. Virginia, Maryland, no troubles early on here on 270. Pushing out of the Frederick area, Clarksburg, Germantown, and down through to the Beltway. Couple areas where we do have some road work wrapping up. We'll start first out in the Leesburg area, but we're looking good on Route 7. Loudoun County crews have been working on 15 near Luckett's. Looks like they're wrapping up. I'm not seeing any delay there like I had yesterday morning, the morning before. So we're looking much better this morning, again, with the construction project, just fine lanes open. No problems on 6695. Crews are out on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. One lane was getting by each direction on the Rock Creek Parkway there. No delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of good days here coming up as a few clouds greet us this morning as high pressure pushes in. Front goes well east of us now out over the Atlantic. Sunny clouds, 85, a northwest breeze this afternoon, mid-60s tonight. Sunny clouds tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 64 in Rockville, 69 degrees in Washington. Amid bloodstains and shattered glass, flights resume at Istanbul Airport. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. It's time to begin a morning radio program starring your pals, Brian and Larry.
That's right.
Coming up this morning, we've got plenty to talk about. Dr. Aykan Erdemir, he's a former member of the Turkish Parliament, to give us his reflections on that terrorist attack in his Istanbul. Then Dan McHugh of the Young Republicans in Montgomery County about a referendum calling for term limits in that fine county in Maryland. Katie McFarland will join us, national security analyst, to give us her take on the terror attacks. David Drucker, Washington Examiner, on Trump's big speech on the economy yesterday. And then we'll wrap things up at 8:35 with Ambassador James Woolsey, former CIA director, again, about the what is believed to be an ISIS terror attack. We're going to be covering that terror attack all morning long, plus all the other things you need to know. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, Larry, it was about this time yesterday morning that we began to get details about what was in the final Benghazi report, this two-year effort on behalf of Trey Gowdy and members of that committee. And we found throughout the morning a great deal of stuff to talk about. And I got to tell you, from my perspective, and I followed this story literally from the first day the day after the attacks, we covered it. And we've been covering it ever since, wanting to get the answers of what happened and why four people died there in Benghazi. And I found a lot of new information. It was pretty eye-opening stuff to me. I was completely compelled by the information that has been uncovered by this committee in their two-year endeavor to get at the truth. But yet I'm very troubled because as I look at how some are reporting on this, it's like I'm reading this report and you're reading this report and I'm coming to this understanding and this conclusion and I look at what you're coming to and I say, what? Are we reading the same report? The Associated Press, for example, has gone out and said, no smoking gun. There is no smoking gun that points into any wrongdoing on the part of Hillary Clinton. CNN, as we heard yesterday morning on this program, their reporter, no smoking gun. New York Times has gone down the path and said, look, there's nothing there. There's no new information. And I'm just completely baffled by this. And so my question for you is, you've had 24 hours now to digest what's in that Benghazi report. Did you think there was new information there? Did you think that there was interesting stuff? Did you find a smoking gun? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I want to tell you how Trey Gowdy answered this question. Trey Gowdy was on a special report with Brett Baer, a good friend of this program. And Brett asked this question, this very question about, you know, we're hearing all this talk about nothing new there, no smoking gun. How do you respond to that? Here's what Trey Gowdy had to say.
The headline reads, House Benghazi report finds no new evidence of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton. It is not alone in that headline. And you're getting a lot of people saying, there's no new evidence.
Well, the New York Times made up their mind about a year ago when they called for our committee to be disbanded. And if you had believed the House Democrats and the New York Times, you would never have known who evacuated us from the annex. You would never know that no asset was headed towards Benghazi. You would never know that not a single wheel was turning when the last two Americans were killed. You would not know the corroboration that Secretary of State was going back to Libya in the fall of 2012. You would not know about the $20 million fund that she approved in August of 2012 before our facility was attacked in September of 2012. Read the report. I wish the New York Times had read it before they wrote the headline.
Well, you know, I read that report, and I spent a great deal of time in it yesterday, and here I found a lot of new stuff. I found the fact that that Hillary Clinton was going to go to Libya to do sort of a victory lap and celebrate her big foreign policy accomplishment there in Libya. And that's why Ambassador Stevens was in Benghazi in the first place. He was there to deliver the deliverable that Hillary Clinton was looking for. The thing that was most eye-opening to me was that Hillary Clinton was in a meeting, a three-hour meeting. She participated in a meeting where the line was manufactured and then promulgated upon the American people. That lie being that this all had something to do with the video. It wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a reaction to an internet video, which we now know is true and that they knew was not true at the time. And she helped to perpetuate that lie to the American people. She was aware that wasn't true. She was there when it was developed. Clinton knew. To me, that's new information. I did not know that. And also, of course, you know, the stuff about the wardrobe. You know, we had Marines on the tarmac in Italy, spun up, prepared to go and try to help out the situation. And for hours, they were told they needed to change their clothes. Well, you can't go in uniform. Well, maybe you can go in uniform. Back and forth, back and forth. They're changing clothes when they need to be in the air. And that was new information to me. But I think the thing that bothers me most about this, Larry, is this whole idea that, well, there's no smoking gun. Since when was finding a smoking gun, you know, what we need in this country to make a decision about wrongdoing? I mean, if you go to a court of law and you try to convict somebody on a murder charge, you don't need a smoking gun. What you need is a preponderance of the evidence that shows beyond a reasonable doubt that a certain thing took place. And as I look at this information in this report, I find in many, many cases beyond a reasonable doubt that Hillary Clinton acted improperly, that it goes to the speaking of her judgment. And that's, after all, what we're trying to decide right now as we pick our next president. Does this person have judgment? Wrongdoing? Violation of the law? Not sure. Did she help lie to the American people? Absolutely. And in my mind, that's wrongdoing. But that's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, the good news, Brian Wilson, is that as a conservative in America, I've grown accustomed to people like the New York Times and the Associated Press and every cable network except for one, looking at information and interpreting it in a way that is completely antithetical to how I look at the exact same information. Although, last I checked, the Associated Press and New York Times, I didn't realize that they were supposed to reach conclusions in their news reporting. You know, since when is no smoking gun, no wrongdoing found a news item? That's actually a conclusion that one will draw.
It's an opinion.
Yes, it is absolutely an opinion.
By the way, you and I, we do opinion. Reporters are not supposed to.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah. So, listen, these were my great takeaways from what I read yesterday, and they all have a common theme. The Obama-Clinton policy in Libya was an absolute and total disaster for a year and a half. The security situation deteriorated in such a way that we were the last remaining nation there represented in that war-torn cesspool. And the only reason we were there was for political purposes. Ambassador Stevens was in Benghazi for political purposes because, as you mentioned, Hillary Clinton wanted to go there in October. It was
She wanted a deliverable.
And it was a month before the election. And they were saying at the time that Libya was an example of their great success in diplomacy and in national security and counterterrorism efforts. And therefore, politics was put before the best interests of our world and the American people. During the attacks, American lives could have been saved, but politics got in the way because they were asking people what uniforms they should be wearing, and they were worried about who would get the blame. So they were debating the YouTube video, which they knew at the moment was not a part of it, but they debated that. While people were still fighting on the rooftop, they were debating how they were going to get their story straight. Once again, politics gets in the way of saving American lives. And finally, in the aftermath of the attacks, The Obama-Clinton lie about the YouTube was perpetuated for days, even weeks after the fact, again, for their own political purposes. So at the beginning, middle, and end of this horrible event, politics ruled the day. And yes, this absolutely tells it. Listen, there are a lot of questions about how Donald Trump will handle an international crisis or a terrorist attack like this. You're right. There's questions because he's never been in that position. Well, Hillary Clinton has been in that position. We know exactly how she will behave. She will put politics and her own career ahead of American lives.
As I said yesterday, they were more focused on a CYA than the ETA of the rescue team. That's what they should have been focused on. They should have been lasered in on that one thing. When is the rescue team going to get there? But that's not what they were focused on. Well, I draw the conclusion that there's some there. I find new information here, but you keep hearing no smoking gun. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. What are you learning from this Benghazi report? Would love to have your thoughts. It is now 5:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, Larry, we're easing into the morning commute. Looking great, actually, on 66. You're pushing out of Gainesville, working up toward the Beltway, continuing through Arlington and to the town. No problems. 95, still good through Stafford, Aquia, and heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. Of course, we had some work zones overnight. Still seeing some crews on the Rock Creek Parkway. They are scheduled there to be there until 6. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, one lane getting by in each direction. Looking good on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95, 29. And in Luckett's, not seeing much of any delays. Had the overnight road work, 15, south of Luckett's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a lot of sunshine and a high of 85. Tonight, clear skies, 65 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, they say mostly sunny with a few afternoon clouds and maybe a stray thunderstorm possible. But really pretty good temperatures, 86. Friday in the low 90s. Saturday in the upper 80s. Sunday in the mid 80s. And looking at the 4th of July, Monday, temperatures in the low 80s. Going to be nice. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're taking your calls right now. You've had a chance to digest the findings of the Benghazi report, Trey Gowdy's committee. Some people are saying no smoking gun. Is that your conclusion? We'll start with Mike in Springfield. Mike, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I do not understand how anyone with a limited intelligence, okay, I'm just going to go with that. I'm not going to insult everybody and say, okay, look, you've read the report, you've seen the information, you've heard what the papers have said. How can you not logically and within your own intelligence come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton is not culpable? I mean, I watched the senator's report yesterday on Fox News. And they honed in on a couple things that really were important. At 10:08, the words that came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth were, we have to use, basically, not, I'm paraphrasing, we have to use this video to cover our butts. Yep. I mean, that was right there in the report. How could you miss that? That is absolutely ridiculous to say that she's not at fault.
I know, Mike. This is what's so dumbfounding sometimes for us when we look at facts and then we get the New York Times and other geniuses in the media who interpret it completely incorrectly. And one can only reach the conclusion that they do so to reach their own political desires. It's in their interest to protect their candidate, Hillary Clinton.
And if Hillary Clinton's going to act like that on a small scale, okay, not downplaying Benghazi at all, but that's a very small scale crisis, what in the heck is she going to do if China decides that they want to invade a territorial waters, or if they want to put a blockade up, or if they want to start, you know, stopping ships at sea, that kind of thing. What is she going to do then?
Absolutely disqualifying for a person who wants to be commander-in-chief. I just want to quickly give credit, because not everybody did this in the mainstream media. Here's Politico. Politico actually, by the way, says in their report, the final GOP-authored House Benghazi report released Tuesday included new details of a two-hour video teleconference. So they're saying there's new information, but here's my favorite part of it. The call was supposed to center on how to get Americans out of harm's way, but a substantial part of the discussion centered on how and why the attack happened, rather than narrowly examining potential rescue plans. Half the action items people wrote down had to do with the anti-Islam video.
You got to wonder, if you're in that meeting, you know, why your focus would be on, well, how did this possibly happen?
Right.
Wouldn't your absolute top priority be
get our people out
of there?
Get our people out.
see what we can do. Get a C-130 airship, something over there.
Every single thing they're discussing should be save American lives, save American lives. We are under attack, save American lives.
And they're talking about wardrobe.
What? How did this happen? What inspired these people? Why are they so angry?
How are we
going to
cover our butts?
It must be that video. We mustn't insult the prophet.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Okay. Paul and Culpepper, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, guys. A lot of this I already knew, but it was very, very clear to me from the very beginning, from top to bottom, everybody knew that there was not, this had nothing to do with the video. It was an attack. I was reading a piece by Stephen Hayes in the Weekly Standards Daily section, but you could read transcripts and so on back and forth from officials all over the place, and no one was talking about a video, nobody. So they knew from the very beginning and continued to lie.
Paul, it's a great point. And Steve Hayes did break it down beautifully. And here's the thing that got me, because, and you're right, no one's picked up on this at all. Clinton continues to say, when challenged on that, well, you knew it wasn't the YouTube video. Why did you keep saying it? And she said, well, you know, we had conflicting information at the time. That was her excuse when she gave that 9-hour testimony before the House. Well, we had conflicting information and the information kept changing. Okay, fine. If that's your story, let's just think this through logically. Conflicting information, the information kept changing, and yet your public statements never changed. Your public statements never conflicted. You maintained one story publicly the entire time, and this was the fault of the YouTube video. You said that publicly. You said it privately to the families of the people there at Andrews Air Force Base, it wasn't Andrews, but when you were receiving the caskets. So maybe you were getting conflicting information, but why was it your public statements were always consistent and always the butt-saving YouTube video?
And why did you tell your daughter something different? Why did you tell the president of Turkey something different?
Well, her answer is, well, because we had conflicting information. But it was consistent when it was private, but it was consistently 180 degrees different when it was a public statement.
Because it served their political interests.
Yeah, so if it's conflicting, why weren't any of your other statements conflicting?
Yeah, so listen, we want to know what you drew from this report. 1-888-630-9625.
I could talk for 8 hours about this report.
I really could.
And the fact that the New York Times finds nothing there is a despicable thing.
More straight ahead. It's now 5:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA.
Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Danny Espinosa.
The DC Power Company does it again.
June is heating up, so is Danny.
Unbelievable!
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets, the series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy, a base hit to right.
His bat sparked a comeback in Cincy.
Launches one.
Connect. Nationals, Reds, the series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Center, Traffic Center.
And only just seeing some traffic starting to build on 270, just the volume as you come out of Frederick and over the Monocacy. No problems farther along and no delay. Looking good around the Beltway, topside, College Park, Silver Spring, Montgomery, Prince George's County, Beltway through Tysons without any issues. 95, just a little bit sluggish as you push out of Stafford toward Aquia and again in the Woodbridge area, but really, that's about it. Do watch on the Rock Creek Parkway early on here. We do still have the work crews out. Rock Creek Parkway right near the Kennedy Center with one lane getting by in each direction. No delay for now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shape now as we head on through this midweek. A few clouds around early, sunshine and a few clouds this afternoon. A little breeze out of the northwest, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 526 on WMAL.
And then you see his diary entry. You see his diary entry on September the 11th? Read his diary entry. Read the email that he sent to the British diplomat. No, we didn't know exactly what was on Chris Stevens' mind. Benghazi had deteriorated in a way that he did not even expect, and security was what was on his mind.
That's right, Trey Gowdy yesterday, some of the things that they found in their report. However, you read, the Associated Press, no smoking gun. And I mean, just Larry, I think the thing that irritates me about this is there are a vast number of people who don't want there to be anything that comes out of this report. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who want to support Hillary Clinton have been worried about this. We're looking for any reason at all to say, well, see, there was nothing there. And so when you hear no smoking gun, then that's all they need to hear. That's all. That's the only thing they need to know about this report is that the Associated Press said there was no smoking gun. And if you try to bring up any facts, then they stick their fingers in their ears and go, la, 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 no smoking gun, no smoking gun, no smoking gun. And that's the end of it for them. And that's sad because AP has done a disservice to this country. And other news organizations who have said this have done a disservice to this country by not more accurately reporting the findings in this final report.
O.J. Simpson murdered two people. I didn't need a smoking gun to tell me that. I didn't even need a bloody knife.
It is 528.
You're unique. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/try now.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's face it, you don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail and rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right, for a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up in just a moment, a horrible situation at the airport there in Istanbul. We'll give you the latest information on the attacks there. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The latest numbers from Istanbul. 36 people dead, 147 wounded as terrorists hit Europe's third busiest airport. Three attackers opened fire on air travelers before setting off three suicide bombs.
We heard a blast. It was a big blast. And a few minutes later, another one followed. I mean, we saw a lot of people running around. They were all covered in blood.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, people falling down on the ground, not knowing what's going on.
Just chaotic scenes. It looked like someone had gone around with a bulldozer and just shredded the whole entrance to the terminal.
No immediate claim of responsibility, but Turkey's prime minister says all signs point to ISIS. European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss the future of the bloc, but British Prime Minister David Cameron isn't there. He left Brussels last night after attending a dinner at which EU leaders rejected Cameron's pleas for favorable conditions for Britain once it leaves the EU. Metro's next surge in the SafeTrack program is going to directly impact Reagan National Airport. That means it'll be more difficult for airport travelers to get to and from the airport via Metro Rail. MWA's Margaret McKeel.
During the two-week surge, we will have extra resources out in the terminal helping to direct passengers.
She says there will also be free shuttle buses between the airport and the Braddock Road metro station. It'll be a while before the D.C. Council takes up a controversial proposal to regulate how retailers and restaurants schedule their employees. Councilmember Vincent Orange yesterday withdrew his proposal before the council could discuss it. Orange says he hopes to get a revised version of it back before the council in a couple of weeks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,410, the Nasdaq at 4692. Sports: Lucas Giolito throws four scoreless innings for the Nationals in his rain-shortened Major League debut as the Nats beat the Mets. The O's beat San Diego again, and Maryland swimmer Katie Ledecky advances to the finals of the 200-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA U.S., with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, nice quiet start to our morning commute. 270, let's get you out of the Frederick area, southbound heavy toward the Monocacy. Had a report of a tractor trailer that was getting a bit sluggish, but I don't believe it's blocking any lanes here approaching 85. Beyond through Urbana and to the exit for 109, definitely seeing that heavier volume on the increase. Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, good. On the Rock Creek Parkway, reminder, we do have work crews out, and you're up at speed here on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, so watch for their direction. Virginia 95 and Aquia and Woodbridge on the brakes, 395 wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because the northwest breezes driving down the dew points. Drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 64 in Kensington, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, we'll talk to a former member of the Turkish Parliament about the attacks at the Istanbul airport yesterday. Some 36 people dead. More on that in just a moment. 7:05, we'll talk to Dan McHugh, a member of the Montgomery County Young Republicans, on a call for term limits in Montgomery County, and is that a good idea? 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, we'll be talking to David Drucker with the Washington Examiner about Donald Trump's big speech yesterday. And at 8:35, Ambassador James Woolsey, former CIA director. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We heard a blast. It was a big blast. And a few minutes later, another one followed. I mean, we saw a lot of people running around. They were all covered in blood.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, people falling down on the ground, not knowing what's going on.
Just chaotic scenes. It looked like someone had gone around with a bulldozer and just shredded the whole entrance to the terminal.
Eyewitnesses describing the scene at the Ataturk Airport in Istanbul yesterday as a terror attack. Claimed the lives of, I think the latest count now is 36. Have I got that right?
36
dead, 140 injured. Now, obviously, those numbers could change as they continue to sort through the aftermath there at Ataturk Airport, which, by the way, is one of the most secure airports in the world because of Istanbul's geographic proximity to some pretty major hotspots.
And the 11th busiest airport in the world.
It is. And they also have their own homegrown terrorist threat in Istanbul, in Turkey itself, because of the Kurdish Workers' Party. It's a communist-related party that is associated with the Kurdish minority there in Turkey. So they're used to an ongoing terror threat in that nation. But pretty quickly, the Turkish authorities, as well as American national security and counterterrorism experts, have all sort of reached an agreement that this has all the hallmarks of an ISIS attack. Now, ISIS has not claimed responsibility for this as of this time, but they have definitely begun looking at the connections with that terror group. And I want you to listen to Anderson Cooper last night describe a video that has now been released. It's a security footage from inside the airport, and it shows one of the suicide bombers. Now, this attack, it appears, and again, these things always change as more information comes in. When we first heard about it, we were told that it was two attackers, but now the latest is that there were three people who went into this airport with what's described as Kalashnikov rifles, started shooting things up, and then as soon as they were confronted and began to be taken down by the armed security at the airport, they detonated suicide vests. And one of those terrorists was caught on one of these security videos. Here's Anderson Cooper describing what he sees.
The video begins with a killer racing down a hallway holding an assault rifle. He's hit by gunfire. That's one of the gunmen there. Shot, falls down. You see his gun slides away, his rifle slides away. You then see law enforcement personnel, assume it's a law enforcement personnel, approaching him. Whether he's shot again is unclear. Then the policeman runs away, probably after seeing a suicide vest. And then it seems there may have been another shot right there, and then the detonation.
And then the detonation, and then more destruction and murder, which is the strategy of these terrorist pigs. And I got to say, Brian Wilson, as we continue looking at an attack like this, and of course it's reminiscent of the Brussels airport attack, and it's reminiscent of the attack right here on our soil from 3 weeks ago, and it actually makes one even more concerned about these soft targets, about the fact that we put all of these precautions in at airports. You know, you funnel all these people into the security lines where it's only after that security checkpoint that you discover whether somebody has anything dangerous or not, which means we've got all of these innocent people crowded into one place.
One layer area.
And this could happen.
Yeah, the soft targets have always been a real concern of security experts in this country as well. And, you know, if we had a situation where I knew that our borders were secure and that we were on top of this situation in a way, and if I didn't feel like the FBI was, who I think is doing a really good job in this regard, but they're overwhelmed by the number of people they're trying to keep track of because we've let so many suspicious people into this country.
And they're hamstrung by political correctness and political considerations instead of the one bottom line problem that they should be facing, which is keep Americans safe and other people safe in this world. They can't do that.
Right.
They're not allowed to say jihad in the Homeland Security reports. They're not allowed to screen people equally or with some deference. You know, if we've got two people coming into this country as refugees and one of them is a Christian in China who's fleeing religious oppression and one of them is a Muslim from Syria or some other nation that breeds terrorists like this and they're fleeing political oppression, we're supposed to treat them equally. This is the other problem. And if you're right, if I knew that our administration actually took this seriously, called our enemy by its name, and actually had a strategy of taking the fight to the terrorist enemy instead of just waiting so that our Justice Department can clean up after the mess and treat it like it's been some sort of domestic crime, I would feel more comfortable. And why? Where's the Democrats' sit-in right now? Where's the sit-in in Congress protesting the fact that we don't have a legitimate strategy against our terrorist enemy? No, they only get motivated when they want to go after the NRA.
You know, I've been watching how things operate in this town for a long time. And it was very telling to me when the CIA director went to Capitol Hill and basically said, you know, we don't have this under control. And to me, when the CIA director does that, and it's not in the interest, by the way, of the Obama administration,
of his boss,
to say that, he is sending up a flare. And if anybody knows how things really work in this town, what he is saying is, we don't have this under control. I'm very concerned, and don't say I didn't warn you.
As always, on a major story like this, we have full coverage for you all morning long. 6:35, Dr. Aykan Erdemir. He is a former member of the Turkish Parliament. At 7:35, K.T. McFarland, National Security Analyst. And at 8:35, Ambassador James Woolsey, former director of the CIA. Keep it right here for the latest on the latest terror attacks in Istanbul, Turkey. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. When Marine Corps veteran Hector Cardona learned about a sailing clinic designed to assist veterans as they transition to civilian life, he said he couldn't sign up quickly enough, even though he had never sailed. Cardona was among eight veterans, transitioning service members, and wounded warriors who participated in the nonprofit Valhalla Sailing Projects in Annapolis. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It's 5:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, coming in from the west with ease on 66, the Greenway, Toll Road, really off to a nice quiet start, even around the Capitol Beltway. 270 is where I've been seeing the volume coming out of the Frederick area past the Monocacy. And again, as you pass Route 80, Urbana toward 109. Now, right in that stretch past 109, had a report of a crash along the left side. Crews were on their way responding. So in that area between Urbana and Hyattstown, again, keep alert. On Maryland's 95 and pushing down to the Beltway out of Baltimore, good. Coming on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie and continuing inside the Beltway has been quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because of northwest breezes. Driving down the dew points, drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 5:47.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Well, you know, we told you about the problems they had on the Metro on Monday. They had another Metro meltdown and the big delays. And then apparently last night there was another problem on the Red Line near Grosvenor and Medical Center. And they had to do some single tracking, and that was a problem. So they continue to fight the struggles here. But look, we are getting ready for surge number 3. As they continue to try to fix these problems on the Metro system. And this one is going to be a big one because basically they're shutting down the Metro stop at Reagan National Airport.
Yeah.
It's just going to be closed while they work on the situation there. And I think that's going to be a real problem for those. I mean, a lot of people rely on that as a quick way to get to the airport without having to worry about parking your car out there.
Sure.
So there's going to be additional parking problems because everybody's got to drive now or take an Uber or something like that. So it's going to be a very different situation. A lot more people, a lot more cars at Reagan National.
Or you'll be delayed by another, you know, half an hour taking the Metro to Reagan National. But, you know, they've scheduled this out so well, Brian, because it's going to be the week after July 4th.
Yeah.
It starts the day after July 4th, because who's going to be going to the airport in town, you know, right after the 4th of July fireworks? Come on. By the way, just to circle back on that event that happened down at Gallery Place on Monday night, we're told that the smoke and fire incident that happened there was because of a smoldering stud bolt.
Yeah.
Smoldering stud bolt. I had that once back when I was in my 20s. An ointment.
One shot. Good shot.
Actually, I used an ointment. It was a topical thing. But the smoldering.
I hate it when you get a smoldering
stud bolt. Can really put a cramp in your style. Yeah.
I mean, apparently it was very serious. I mean, the train sees this thing arcing and it stops in the tunnel and is afraid to go forward. And then they came through with a second train to check it out and realized there were additional problems.
My question is, were there people on the second train that they sent through? You know, that was their their policy before.
Right.
Oh, we got a problem up there. It might be on fire. Send another train through.
The second train was a test train.
Good to know.
Good to know.
See, now there we've made progress.
That's right. That's an improvement.
Absolutely. Well done, Paul.
However, they did admit that the people who were on the train that got halted there, short of the station, did not get information.
No.
And I mean, of course, I wonder what their reaction would have been if they'd gone on the speaker and said, "I have a smoldering stud bolt." That would have been a problem.
Well, let's. I'm sorry, I can't. I know a place down in Chinatown where the smoldering stud bolt is one of the side effects.
Okay,
after the fact.
There you
yeah.
go. Okay.
All right. Meanwhile, we're going to be on top of the safe track problem as always, and you keep it right here as your commute changes, because it absolutely will. You know, I have to say though, on Surge 2, I haven't noticed a whole lot of.
It
hasn't been as bad as Surge 1. It seems.
It seems to me. I mean, there is an increase in traffic. There's no doubt about that, and Jamie Witten has detailed some of that. But it doesn't seem that Surge 2 was as bad as Surge 1. Mainly because I think we're at that time of year. I mean, and when I used to drive into the city every morning, you know, this is the time of year where traffic does just sort of knock down a couple of notches because people are on vacation, et cetera. It gets a little better until the kids go back to school. And so maybe that's part of it. Maybe they, you know, the timing of this wasn't so bad from that perspective.
But it just seems to me you're right. And this is when people are either leaving town to go on vacation, or if they're here in town for the 4th of July celebration, they'll be leaving town next week. So of all areas on the vast metro rail system to put into paralysis on this week after 4th of July, why the link that takes you and to and from Reagan National Airport when all the travel is at its height?
I don't know that there's a good time to do that.
I don't know.
It is now 5:51.
That means it's always a good time to check in
with L. Rushbaugh.
Hey, folks, a new Silicon Valley startup could change the way your pizza is made and may change the food industry forever. Zoom Pizza, Z-U-M-E, has gotten rid of a key business component that all their competitors use, humans. When a pie is ordered, the pizza goes down a conveyor line and robots add the ingredients. And more innovations are coming. Soon the pizza will actually be made inside the delivery vans on the way to the customer's address. Each van's equipped with robots, 56 remote-controlled ovens. They await approval from the Santa Clara County Department of Environmental Health. Alex Garden, a co-founder of the startup, comes from a background in video games, and he says that the company's goal is to become the Amazon of food. It could be extremely profitable, he says, if they can bring their innovations to others in the food service industry. Now, if this works out, he's right. One big reason, the robot workforce doesn't complain. You don't have to worry about them showing up late or needing family time off to take the dog to the vet. Robots don't take maternity leave because they don't get pregnant. They're not confused about their gender, nor do they demand special rights to express who they are that day. And they're not going to demand $15 an hour to make pizza or anything else. A whole lot of companies would want a slice of that business model.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese's Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese's Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Hey, you've heard me talk about this before, but pay close attention because there's something new here. Summer vacation season is upon us, and I want to ask you if your home is protected while you're away, and just how much are you paying for your security monitoring service? If it's $30, $40, or $50 a month, you're paying way too much. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and you'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. You know, you can switch your existing service for free. It doesn't cost anything to switch over, but here's the new stuff. Backed by popular demand, the best offer, switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring. I said 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. 40 years experience. You know, they're professionals you can trust. They've got the technology, bells and whistles that you want. If you want to see what's going on at your home just by looking at your smartphone, they can help that happen. It's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family and make the switch by July 31st and get up to 6 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's the bell with the ball over there at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, yes, I am. Good morning, everybody. And passing along the good news around the Capitol Beltway, quiet through Annandale, Tysons, Montgomery, Prince George's County. Love the early drive. 295 northbound as you come off the Beltway. A little bit of volume just to get past the Naval Research Lab. Where we do have a problem is 210 heading northbound north of Swan Creek Road. I'm seeing that delay intensify a bit up toward Fort Washington Road. Looks like right in that vicinity, crews are responding to a crash. So keep alert on 210 and a little extra volume starting to form. 66, 95, 395 without any early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 5:56.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Danny Espinosa.
The DC Power Company does it again.
June is heating up, so is Danny.
Unbelievable!
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy, a base hit to right.
His bat sparked a comeback in Cincy.
Launches one.
Connect. Nationals, Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Oxytril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Coming up on WMAL.
A major speech on the economy and trade from Donald Trump yesterday, and it goes counter to what Republicans have often believed. We'll take up that debate after the news.
We'll also talk to a former member of the Turkish parliament about the terror attacks